It's week number 9, and what better way to end the regular season than with an age-old rivalry between two Greater Thumb Conference foes. Tonight, it's the 7-1 Lakers on the road against the 7-1 Pirates. Hello and welcome from Harbor Beach, Michigan. You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network, and I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's broadcast. Alongside me tonight, as always, is a true professional, even as licensed to prove it. Please welcome Dave Hanson.
Thank you, Clark. Happy to be back here in the friendly Harbor Beach confines, and what better old rivalry to bring back to our schedule. Harbor Beach Lakers, can't wait for it.
Divisional play in the Greater Thumb Conference is complete, and now just 1 week remains in the regular season. Both the EPBP Lakers and Harbor Beach Pirates enter tonight with their playoff tickets punched already, each with 7-1 records. It doesn't matter if it's the orange and black or green and white, each team wants to hit the postseason firing on all cylinders.
No doubt about it, momentum is nice. But this game could have a lot of influence on what position they get in their district next week.
For the Elgin Pigeon Bayport Lakers, they have only had one loss, the Greater Thumb West champs, the Cass City Redhawks. Since then, they have rattled off 4 straight victories, winning by an average of 32 points. With a win tonight, Lakers would gain some much-desired bonus points for their playoff run.
Absolutely, Clark. They have played great football this year. They need a little time to recover from that Cass City loss. But you know, a rematch is looming, and I know Lakers fans would like nothing more than a rematch.
On the other side of the ball, Harbor Beach enters tonight on a 6-game win streak and just shutting out Sandusky last week to force a share to the Greater Thumb East. If the Pirates can make it 7 straight wins tonight, they would be almost guaranteed 2 home games in the MHSAA playoffs.
How big would that be for Harbor Beach? And an impressive win last week to shut out a high-scoring, high-powered Sandusky offense. Very impressive win by them last week.
Coming up in our WLAW Sports pregame show, we'll take a look at other area games, host our media roundtable, and much, much more. It's the game of the week from Harbor Beach, the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers against the Harbor Beach Pirates, right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
We all love the small town life. It's why we live in the Thumb. It's about spending time with friends around the campfire. It's about seeing friends and neighbors when you go to the grocery store. It's about knowing the people in your neighborhood. It's one of the great things about our amazing community in the Thumb. And it's one of the things that Thumb Cellular holds dear. We treat our customers like our neighbors because they are our neighbors. You know a phone call to our offices isn't being answered in another state or another country. You get personal service from your friends and neighbors. It's local people giving you local service from your local cellular company, Thumb Cellular. It's why we became a local cellular carrier and why we are staying local. There's nothing like the small town life. Experience the Thumb Cellular difference with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the Thumb.
It's a feud of epic proportions. One heart against countless opponents. The foe, allergies, sinus infection, strep throat. Anything that slows you down and is just downright annoying. But there is hope. Sure hope. You do not need to fight this battle alone. With the strength of Sure behind you, with Dr. Scott Ryder, Paul Scatton, Lori Hanselman, Ross Ramsey, and Blake Putman. The odds are ever in your favor. With outposts in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and Sebring, a ReadyCare clinic close at hand, 4 pharmacy locations, and physician assistants Paul Penfold and David Seagroves, nurse practitioners Lois Booms, Yvette Scharf, Brenda Kretschmer, and Trevor Mattarella, tackle the wild frontier with the strength of Sure in your saddle. Make an appointment for your wellness checkup today with Sure in Elkton, Sebring, Caseville, and Pigeon. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their 3 truck and all-terrain cranes with certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
The heater went out on my car, so I went to the oil change place and they couldn't fix it. Then I went to the muffler place and they couldn't fix it. So when I was in the grocery store, I asked my butcher where to go. He said take it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe.
Heating, cooling, air conditioning repair, and gas tanks for cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. Kotick Radiator even does full-service mechanic work.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we will diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. Bring it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. 269-7101.
Tonight's presentation of the WLW Sports Network is being presented by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe. More Motor Sales of Caro. DS Services of Cass City for all of your agricultural needs. More Shoreline, Chevrolet, and Buick and Sleepwing. Randy's Hunting Center of Bad Axe. Valley Enterprise of Ubley. Bayport State Bank. Countryside Sales and Service. Stacks Market of Owendale. Thumb Bank and Trust with six locations to best serve you. Pigeon Telephone. Ensure better health, better life. Are you sure? Cellular and internet services for this broadcast provided by Thumb Sale. The blazing speed of their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the thumb. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction with the express written consent of the WLW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Kayla O'Neill, Rochelle Thompson, Dan Benke with your call tonight from Harbor Beach as the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers are in town. We say it every year, but where has the time gone? It seems just like yesterday that I was traveling the countryside in shorts interviewing coaches in early August, and here we are on the eve of the postseason. For those keeping score at home, we changed our broadcast schedule for the past 2 weeks to allow for the great games that we've been able to see. But tonight, this is not the case. Since about mid-July, we have had about tonight's game circled as two of conference's best teams go head-to-head in a game with a long history. One person with a long history is to my right, and that'd be Mr. Dave Hansen.
Harbor Beach and Lakers, that's been a classic rivalry with a ton of history in its own right, and it's always a game that's worth the price of admission.
To my left would typically be the WLW Sport Network's Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole. Each week, Doug travels from Livonia, Michigan for us and handles both the offensive and defensive stats simultaneously. However, Doug had the audacity to abandon us tonight for warmer climates as he's on his way to Miami, Florida to cover the Detroit Lions on Sunday. So instead, we have our Director of Social Media and Media Relations back in the booth, Kayla O'Neill, filling in.
Well, I hope he sees a really good game and brings the Lions a victory, but unfortunately that means no dining with Doug, so we'll have to settle with cooking
with
Kayla.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Back in the booth for her sixth straight week with the USB powered gloves in tow, it would be our Director of Game Data Analytics, Rochelle Thompson. Professionally trained in accounting, Rochelle handles and computes a running game log with line result and tackle while compiling our first, third, and down fourth down conversions, as well as time possession. It took until Wednesday for her to admit it to me, but then she actually said she was almost too warm at one point last week, Dave.
Well, I'm glad she's back because she's a big help to us for sure, but too warm?
That's the word.
I did not use those words together last
week. I don't think
week.
I've ever used the phrase too warm beyond week number two of the high school season.
Especially when we're on the east side here in Harbor Beach, that's for sure.
Our spotter this evening is a legend in himself and joins us for a second straight week. We welcome back Dan Benke to the booth. And, of course, you'll want to join us for the Strong Side this Sunday for our two-hour postseason special. That's right, 2 hours, beginning at 6 p.m. Normally at 7, this week we start at 6 with yours truly, Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen from the Here and Daily Tribune, Paul P. Adams, and Mike Gallagher, as we will discuss all of the happenings in Thumb football this Sunday beginning at 6 p.m.